Chapter 5, Getting Started. In good Walt Disney fashion. So you want to be a role player.
That's right. I want to. I really, really want to.
All right. Let's say we've gotten your interest here with the first several chapters that we've done, and you're now ready to make that leap and actually try it out. And you now are asking yourself the question, where do I begin?
Yes.
What do I even do to get started? The first thing...
You just run out the door screaming.
Yes.
That's just like, role-playing games.
Typically towards police stations. Yes. And that is exactly... Wrong kind of role-playing.
Yes.
But there are several places you can go to start getting the information you need. Mm-hmm. And I want to stress, Ed, before we recommend any of these, that you know what? People are people are people are people. When you go out there, you're going to find some places that fit what you're looking for culturally. Mm-hmm. They accept you. They like you. They're nice to you. They're very helpful to new people. And you're going to find the guy who's comic book guy off of The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And I'm just forewarning you, please don't assume if your first run-in's with a jerk, and maybe even your second and third.
Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully not your...
If it's the third, you might need to move to a different city.
But we're going to hope here that at some point you're going to find your way to a place that's going to be helpful. Yep. I know they exist. Yep. I'm a part of several communities like this.
Dan and I live in St. Louis. There are hobby shops that I will go to, and then there's hobby shops that I won't go to.
So let's start with that as point number one. If you want to learn more about the hobby, one of the best places you hopefully can go is your local gaming shop. And a lot of times, role-playing game shops are combined with either comic book shops, trading card game shops that you've probably heard of, Magic the Gathering,
or Pokemon,
or Yu-Gi-Oh, or whatever. Miniature games, you might have heard of games like Warhammer, War Machine. These are typically bundled up into single shops.
There's a lot of cross-interest within this, because we mentioned before that role-playing games is sort of a smallish community, and within that community, there's a lot of cross-interest. So we actually go to literally boutique stores that cater to us.
And that's something right there that we should probably stress. The more general the store, the worse shape you're probably in.
Yeah.
If you walk into a Barnes & Noble...
They will have role-playing game stuff. They do.
It will be disorganized, randomly selected crap, and probably nobody there will be able to help you with anything related to them.
Yes. They'll just be like, it's over there, and that's it.
Go to a general hobby shop, same thing. They might have a couple role-playing game books somewhere in the back.
When we say general hobby shop, we mean like RC cars and trains.
Yes,
and
exactly. This is not what their main area of interest are. If you can, find some place that specializes in these geeky kinds of products. Talk to the workers there. If they're knowledgeable and they're nice, they can point you in the right direction.
If you open up a phone book and you're looking for hobby shop and you've got nothing but model trains and RC cars, look for a comic book shop. Every city should have a comic book shop that's of a certain size. And even if that comic book shop doesn't contain role-playing games, because there are some comic book shops that only sell comics, you can ask the guy behind the counter and say, where is a shop that sells role-playing games? And if it's a decent enough store, they'll be able to tell you. Or they'll have role-playing games themselves, and they'll be able to help you.
Web communities is another great place. Go on to Google.
Feartheboot.com. We have forums.
Yeah, if you go to our site, feartheboot.com/forum, we have a community. If you are not satisfied with ours or looking for something else, go to Google, type in RPG community, RPG forum, role-playing game community. Try a few different phases.
We can't guarantee any of these, except the Fear the Boot one. But
try some different phrases, try some different sites. You can find a lot of good help out there in that form. Mm-hmm. Along those line, podcasts. You're listening to a podcast right now. Somebody handed you a CD. This is actually a CD of what was originally a podcast, which is something like internet radio. Go on Google and type in RPG or role-playing game podcast, and you'll find folks like us just yakking on for hours and hours and hours about the details of role-playing games. Gaming conventions.
That one might be a little tough to find.
Yeah, it's going to be harder because there are generally role-playing game conventions or conventions like perhaps a science fiction or fantasy convention that might have a role-playing game
element.
Maybe
you've seen on the news or whatever local news that there's a Star Trek convention in your area or something like that. They probably have gaming there, but
may not be the main force
what you're kind of looking for.
But
role-playing games, or the community has role-playing game conventions, but how do you find one in your area?
Two easy ways, two best ways I can give you.
Google.
Well, three. Google, go to the web forums and ask around. Ask people, yep. Hey, I live in such and such place. Do you know of a gaming convention in my area? Or your local gaming shop probably knows what conventions occur in the area.
Honestly, what I'm getting from this is that there are two main resources for any of your role-playing game questions. There is the virtual internet with forums, communities, website, podcasts, all this stuff. Then there's the physical, which is your local hobby shop. And I cannot stress this enough. It's like you really want to go to your local shop. They're local businessmen and whatnot. You want to support your community, but they're also friendly, helpful. Go there. And then you can find people. They're a hub of information. They have games. They have your dice. They have everything that you're going to need there. A lot of times they have a community bulletin board where you can post like little personal ads and stuff looking for a group.
And if they're not, go somewhere else.
That's right. Because if you go into a comic book shop or a role-playing game shop that isn't helpful and they don't have all this stuff and it's just, it smells bad in there or whatever, you don't get the right vibe, go to a different one. Because if you live in at least a city of a certain number, there are others out there and they're probably better. Right.
There are car dealerships I won't buy from and there are role-playing game shops I won't buy from. All right. So what do you need to play a role-playing game? You know where to get your information. What do you need to play the game? You're going to need
people.
Three things. The first one is you're going to need people.
Role-playing games, play by yourself. Or if you do,
you're weird. You've got other issues we need to talk about. But you cannot play these games by yourself. Your first and easiest place to go is your existing group of friends.
Yes.
If you've got friends that are either open to the idea, or if you've been handed this CD, you may have a friend or family member who's already into this hobby.
If somebody handed you a CD that you're listening to right now, the person who handed you the CD is dropping a massive hint.
Yes, that they probably want you to join their group. So start with the people you know. If you can't find anyone that you know who's into this or willing to try it out, your next place to go is, as Chad mentioned earlier, a lot of gaming shops will have little sign-up sheets, or you can create your own saying, hey, you know, looking to join a group, new guy out here, I want to try this out. Some of them even have open gaming nights where people just drop by and just sit down together at random and start these games up. In some cases, and this is a little bit rare and disorganized, I guess more disorganized than rare, but there are a lot of meetup websites for role players where you can try to track down role players in your community who may be in the same situation that you are, where they want to play these games, but they just don't know anyone else. But you guys get out there, meet each other, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got a gaming group together. The next thing you have to do is pick out a particular game.
Now, Dan, do you mean by pick out a game?
Right. It sound a little confusing at first because we're talking about role-playing games as this concept, but it's kind of like if someone said, hey, let's play sports or let's play video games.
Right.
You know, that doesn't get you down to, well, what is it? Should I bring up?
When it comes down to go time, you can't go.
Should I bring a bat and mitt? Should I bring the pigskin? What should I take with me? And it's the same kind of thing. Within role-playing games, there are many different games, each that have their own setting and their own set of rules on how they're played.
Now, what do you mean by a setting? What do they have as far as a setting?
For example, let's say that you're a big fan of the Star Wars movies, just as a simple example. And you would really love to tell a story about a pirate group living out in the fringe.
But your knowledge of Star Wars is a little limited, and you kind of want the rules system that really fits in with that.
Right. And so you can go out there and
like you want rules on how to be a Jedi and how to use a lightsaber and how to fly a starship.
Right. Exactly. And there are games like this for just about everything you can think of.
In fact, there is several for Star Wars itself.
Yes. So the purpose of picking the game is basically deciding what setting or general framework of story are you going to be telling. And then, as I said, also the math is going to go along with that. Now, the next question is, how do you pick it? Mm-hmm. If you walk into a well-appointed role-playing game store, you are going to see rows and rows and rows of books and no idea what any of it means.
Right.
And this is where you're probably going to need someone that's in the gaming hobby, someone that works at the store, someone on one of these communities, a personal friend of yours that might point you in the right direction of what book you want to get started. But the questions you can at least answer on your own, what kind of game do you want? Do you want really complex math, or do you want really simple, quick and easy rules? Mm-hmm. Is there something that interests you? Are you really interested in science fiction or fantasy or westerns or horror? Do you want something where you can tell any kind of story you want, no matter how wild? You just need some rules to kind of give some sort of right. sense to it all. And there are games out there for absolutely all of this. The main thing you have to do.
Sometimes I wonder if there's more games than there are players.
And there very well might be. But the thing you've got to do is you have to start by deciding what it is you want to pick up.
Right.
Last thing you're going to need is a couple supplies. These are mm-hmm. easy to get. You're going to need pencils.
Where do I get these magic items?
Yeah, we can't help you if you're that far gone. You're going to need paper. This could be mm-hmm. blank paper.
You know where you got the pencils?
Yeah, they might also sell paper. In some cases, the game that you're playing may also ask you to photocopy certain things. For example, you might have a little sheet that you're going to write things about your character down on. You may need to go out to your local photocopy center and run off a couple of those. Shouldn't be a big deal. And if you can't do that, just write the stuff down on a piece of notebook paper and you're golden.
Yep.
The only thing you're going to need that's a little bit stranger than those is dice. Mm-hmm. Now, most people who have no background in role-playing games of any kind have seen at least six-sided dice.
Ever seen a James Bond movie where he's playing craps?
Ever played Monopoly or...
It's a cube that has six sides on it.
Yeah, precisely. But within role-playing games, there are many kinds of dice. Some have 4 sides, 10 sides, 12 sides, 20 sides. There's all kinds of different dice. They're generically called polyhedral dice.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that term. But what I can tell you is if you walk into any gaming shop or you search, go out into Google and type in RPG dice.
Yes.
And you will find places where you can order these nice little tubes or these little plastic boxes.
And the dice are not like plain white boring dice. People collect these things.
Yeah, they're colorful, and
you could get like cheap themed single color one. You can get ones where, you know, they have little dragons carved in them. You can get ones made out of precious stones and metals and stuff.
Yes, exactly. And you can find tons of different kinds, but you can order a nice little starter set. Like I said, typically a tube or a box that's going to have one or two of each of the different kinds of dice in it, and they're not going to be all that much. If you got your people, your system, your pencils, your paper, and your dice, you are ready to play.
That's right. It's go time.
This has been a production of Fear the Booth, copyright 2008, fully owned by its hosts. Listeners are free to use this show in any non-commercial endeavor as long as credit is provided to fearthebooth.com.